Ksuvas Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. A Pesik Maos L'chasno. If a person sets up a dowry for his chasen, his son-in-law, Umeis Chasana, and he dies before Nisun was done. So now this woman falsed his brother in Yibum. But what about the dowry? So the brother obviously is going to marry her, but he wants to get this dowry that was promised to his dead brother. Amru Chacham Yachul Hu Shayomar, the father-in-law could say to this guy, L'chicha Yisi Roitz Litein, to your brother I wanted to give this dowry. Ulcha Efshi Litein, but to you I can't give. Meaning, the whole point and the whole reason that I set up this Nidunya, this dowry, was specifically that she would marry your brother, not you. Because like the Rab points out, when we just focus on the brother while he was alive, the brother was promised a dowry. A dowry is something that's niknin ba'amira, like the Rishonim point out. It's something that's considered a complete kinyan, even just by saying that he's going to give it. And therefore, a person can technically wait for this dowry and delay the wedding. Like, he can wait until, like the Rav says, like, till her hair turns gray. Mashen Kain, the Yavam, he can't do that. He has to either do Chalitza or Yibum, but he would not get the Nidunya, the dowry.